Let's start with the fourth and work our way backwards. It would appear that Congressman Mike Ross has a safe lead in the district, but his reelect numbers seem a little lower than you might expect for a long-term incumbent like him. What's your take?
Well, I think, you know, considering the environment we're in and taking into context the troubles that other Democrats are having in this state and across the country, I think that, you know, that Congressman Ross has to feel pretty good right now, is that it seems that he has really made it through this really tough period for Democrats and goes into the fall with a good reelect number. It may not be what he would have been used to in the last couple of cycles, but it's still very solid, and I think he has to feel pretty good about where things are. You know, he's got a slight majority lead. He's held together the Democratic constituency in South Arkansas pretty well, despite the fact that he has really distanced himself from the party nationally. So I think he's in pretty solid shape.
Something that we've seen in much of our polling data is that there seems to be a generic ballot advantage for Republicans at this juncture of the cycle. There's not really been any major money spent between Republicans or Democrats yet, which can greatly influence a race. But what do you think is contributing to Democratic dissatisfaction? Does that necessarily mean that Republicans are beloved?
Well, I think that neither party is beloved. I mean, I think when you look at the evaluations of the two parties, we see a big shift towards independents over the last couple of years. We see the party leaders of both parties in Congress with very negative ratings. So this is, I think, in many ways kind of an anti-party environment, in that it is a rejection of the status quo in general, and I think the parties are seen as part of the problem, both Republican and Democrat. But certainly the fact that President Obama is the President of the United States, his programs are pretty unpopular, especially here in Arkansas, and he himself is pretty unpopular in Arkansas. His own personal approval ratings have held up a lot better around the country. It's really his programs that have really taken a hit here in Arkansas. You know, when you look back to 2008, you know, Barack Obama never connected with Arkansans, and that has only worsened in the last couple of years. And Arkansas Democrats, especially those running for federal office, are really feeling the brunt of that.
In the 3rd District, Republican Steve Womack has that 24-point lead over Democrat David Whitaker, 55-31%. Did anything surprise you about those numbers?
No, it feels very much like you would expect the 3rd District to feel in an open seat race. These are really neither candidate super well known. Mayor Womack better known because he's been around for a while, and he had a tough primary and runoff. But even he is not known by all the voters of the district, as many voters will get to know him in the months ahead. But he's in solid shape, and I was born in 1966. That was the year Republicans elected a congressman in that district, the area covered by the present 3rd District, and they haven't elected a Democrat since. And so I think we have just that kind of cemented Republican success in the 3rd District, and so nothing that we would surprise us.
At the 3rd and the 4th District combined with our 1st and 2nd District numbers, which showed leads for Republicans, except they're in the 4th, what conclusions can you draw about the state of Arkansas politics from all of this?
Well, I think we clearly know that this is a very bad time for Democrats in Arkansas, and especially in these federal races, that there's a lot of antipathy towards the Democrats. I think the big question is this just a bad year, or something that represents a more permanent shift towards the Republican Party in this state? And I think in many ways we may not get that evidence from these federal races, but I think it's really at the state level in state politics, and especially in state legislative races, where Republicans have always had just such problems. If they have success there, that's really what will signal a truly permanent realignment, where we would expect long-term Republican success in this state. So I think we've still got some question marks. We know it's a good year to be a Republican, but is it a sign of a permanent shift, or just some blowing winds in 2010?
Jay, kind of a twofold question. Do you think that there's enough time? And B, if there is, what factors do you think could influence a reversal of Democratic fortunes?
Well, I think there is time in most of these races, in that you look at a lot of races, and we'll use the first district as a good example, in that, you know, voters in the first district really don't have a good feel for either of those candidates, for Chad Causey or for Rick Crawford. And so the campaign is really going to shape how those candidates are evaluated. And so while Crawford has some advantage because he's a Republican in this year, we still got a lot of time left in that race. I think we got some other races, like the fourth district race, where we got a lot more locked in view of the candidates, especially of Mike Ross, and even in the second district, where Joyce Elliott's been around for a good while, and of course Tim Griffin got a lot of attention while he was U.S. attorney, and the controversy that ensued about his holding that post, and so those candidates are a little better known. That race may be a little more cemented, but there's a great deal of variation from race to race. But there is a lot of time left. There's a lot of time for candidates to make mistakes or for candidates to really shine. And, you know, of course, Labor Day is the traditional start of the campaign season, and this has been a darn hot summer in Arkansas. And I think that people really have been disconnected from politics, and they will begin to reengage when we get back from the Labor Day break.